Hello everyone and welcome back to My Realm. I'm your host Candace, and today we are going to be diving into the many conversations that we have with ourselves. As I stated in episode 1 of season 2, we are going to be keeping all episodes all raw, authentic, and very real. And therefore, this and going forward, episodes will not be choppy and they will not be polished, quote unquote. So with that being said, let's just go ahead and dive right in. So I really wanted to have this episode really into talking about the many conversations that you have with yourselves, because I have a tendency to talk to myself and I have a tendency to do that a lot. And I know that a lot of people may not understand it, or they may judge me for it, or they may actually do it themselves, but they don't want to admit it that they too do something like that as well. And for me, the way that I talk to myself, it's not necessarily only in my head, and it's not necessarily just talking out loud. It's kind of like a combination of the both. And it really is just a second nature to me. When I do it, sometimes it's me doing it when I'm out grocery shopping, or I'm doing something for myself, or when I'm trying to find something that I may have lost, or trying to list things out. Like, I will talk to myself in a third person, or as if somebody is like a mirror of me is there, which is kind of weird to think about. But the way that I do it, I would say, like, Candace, what is this? Or Candace, what are you doing? Like, what, get your head back in the game, like little things like that. And I would talk to myself in that way, just because it just feels comfortable, and it may be a little strange, but I can definitely advise you that it's completely normal. And it's really beneficial for you. So let's just go ahead and dive into those things. So why is it not a bad thing, right? Like we say, or at least I'm saying, that it's not a bad thing and it's not weird, but why is it something that isn't a bad thing? Well, like I mentioned before, the kind of conversations that you have with yourself can really differentiate. And what I mean by that is, like, the conversations you have with yourself can be things that you may have heard somebody else say about you, whether that be positive or negative. They could also be your ego coming out to play and really defending yourself. But in reality, you may actually need to hear or kind of have that conversation with yourself, like, do I need to do that? Do I need to be aggressive, or do I need to come at a place of more positivity and love? It can also always just be positivity things. Like I said earlier, it could be, you know, it could be a way to help you find something. It could be a way to help you make a list, like a shopping list or your to-do list. It can actually help you stay focused. And if you are getting frustrated at something, talking to yourself could be a way of concentrating on that one particular thing rather than you going into the deep end and having this really long conversation. I think the counteract to that thing is when I'm trying to meditate, there's things that will come in my mind, and sometimes I would run with those things in my head, like literally having full conversations or how I see things are gonna go, or even conversations that I want to have with other people and guessing what they will say. And that's when I need to be like, okay, it's time to meditate. It's not time to think about this right now. It's time to just focus on meditation. But talking to yourself can be a way of keeping you focused on the things that you need to do for yourself, or working through a problem that you may not be able to receive any additional help from other people. It's also another way to motivate you. Positive self-talk is the number one thing that I do all the time. And what I mean by positive talk is I'm pretty much amping myself the fuck up as if I had my best friend there with me getting ready in the bathroom. Like, that's me talking about, girl, you blended that eyeshadow perfectly. Do you see your stomach today? Girl, you are looking like flat as a board. Boo-boo. Even though you got a pimple on your forehead, you still look freaking beautiful today. Like, it's little things like that that I will use talking to myself or the many conversations with myself that really amp up that positive self-talk. And Not only that, but that positive self-talk is another way of self-care and self-love. Like, you want to talk to yourself in a way that is bringing yourself up, not in a way of bringing yourself down or adding fuel to the fire of what somebody else may have said or something that you think is wrong, but in reality, it's not wrong at all. But we'll get more into that here in a little bit. So what, can we just dive in for a second of the difference between what we think about ourselves, what others think about ourselves, our ego coming into play, and also just allowing, I guess, positive self-talk to kind of counteract all those things. For me, I had to take a long, hard look at myself, and this really goes back in hand into episode in season one. I forget what episode that is, and I'll make sure to link it down below, but it's in representation of how we talk to ourselves as women, especially as moms, and more especially if you are someone of color. Talking about or allowing other people's negative connotations about what they think we should be doing, and then also thinking about what we should be doing, and then also how we kind of like want to bring out our ego and say, no, I ain't gonna do this, or no, they wrong, and blah, 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 blah. It's really something that I have taken the time to just pause myself and to really understand that it's not, it's more of understanding like, okay, I hear it. I hear the negative. I hear my ego coming out. I hear that that's, you know, that's your, it's your perception of me and it's not me, right? Like, that's not where I am coming from, but that's something that you are projecting because that's something that you are feeling and you are kind of making it seem like that's what I intended to happen or I intended to say, but that's not the case at all. So it's like balancing out four different subjects or four different things in your mind to really understand like what is the truth and what isn't the truth. And when you can actually put yourself in a position of understanding that it's not you, it's them, it's not a real thought, it's just something that someone else said or someone else is putting onto you, or maybe you thought like, I want to look like that, why can't I look like that? And it's really understanding that, to hear it, to accept it, and then to forget it and let it go. The second that I learned to actually let it go and not allow it to still hinder me and still cause more pain and anguish and heartache and anger, it allowed me to really replace all that with positive affirmations, positive talk, positive love, positive things that would counteract that negative thoughts, ego, whatever it was. It really was just something that I learned to just remove it all together and say, it doesn't fit here. That conversation and that thought and that mindset does not live here anymore. It does not breathe life in me anymore. It does not control me the way that it used to anymore. I control myself. I can control my reality. I can control what I think and how I perceive those conversations within myself. So having a positive self-talk within yourself is something that can not only help with the normal day-to-day aspects of yourself, but also in the difficult times, the difficult emotions, the difficult feelings that you really don't want to understand or gravitate towards or really just have a better understanding of it. But when you actually step into that circle, or I guess that realm of really understanding like, yo, like what they're thinking has nothing to do with me. Like what they feel has nothing to do with me or has to do with my personality or what I'm doing. It's something that they don't like. And yeah, sometimes, you know, you may need to understand like, okay, maybe I need to change the self about me, but that's self-reflection. What we're talking about right now is the positive way or the many conversations that we have with ourselves and understanding how you can turn that into something of not allowing the darkness to breathe, but more of the lightness to become more available in our vessel, more available in our space, especially when dealing with difficult emotions. I know for me, when I broke up with my partner and, you know, going through the things of not blaming myself and not feeling like a loner, or not feeling so alone and not feeling like all these negative things, I had to talk to myself as if I were my best friend. And because I started talking to myself in a more positive light, I started to really love who I am and love the thoughts that were coming in, even if they weren't the best thoughts or best things to think about or conversations to have with myself, because I trusted the way that my body was going through those emotions. You know, not everyone is going to have the same reaction to certain things. And that's what makes us as human beings so unique and different, because we all will experience things differently. We all will have our emotions be shown in a different way than what people want you to be. But if you are truly looking at yourself and saying, okay, I have the option to either talk to myself or hear these words or repeat these words in my mind that don't fit me, I have the option to do that. I can stop it. Or I can actually change the narrative and allow myself to really be in charge of what I am actually speaking about, repeating about, mentioning out loud to within my own mind. When you use positive words and positive self-talk, it's a definitely a strong, powerful tool to boost your mental health and to boost your cognitive function. It helps with self-direct speech. It helps with really having you understand what you're feeling right now and how to really explain that to others if you have to. And one of the ways that we do that by changing a narrative about ourselves and changing a narrative about how this can change our mental health is by using that self-positive words. Blaming yourself for unwanted outcomes or speaking harshly to yourself about certain things that you thought would get done or not, it can affect your motivation and it can affect your self-confidence. It could affect the way that you view yourself and how you view others as well, which doesn't do anybody any good, especially yourself. And when you reframe the way that you do negative self-talk to yourself, it definitely is a huge mental boost for yourself. Like, instead of saying you're not trying hard enough, you'll never get this done, say something as far as, you put a lot of work into this, Candace, or you put a lot of work into this, Lisa. It's kind of taking a long time than what you had originally thought about it doing. But don't give up on yourself. Just keep going. Like, if anything, this is a challenge to show that you can get it done and that you'll be more smarter, stronger, healthier, whatever the case may be, in the long term. So if you can change the way that you're talking to yourself and allowing that way to really boost your morale, that's how you're really going to have the many conversations for yourself to really change your outlook on everything. When you ask the right questions, it allows yourself to really see the conversation in full hindsight, right? So like the whole thing of me saying earlier, like, where are my keys or what do I need to put on my shopping list? Like, instead of looking for that outside answer, just have that conversation with yourself. It's kind of like, you know, just talking it out loud and allowing the flow of what you're saying to happen. Because the more that you talk and allow that energy to flow through, the idea or the things that needs to happen comes to you more freely. When you are paying attention to yourself, you are allowing that difficulty and unwanted feelings to dissipate and you're not allowing it to really fester in your life anymore. It's because you're recognizing the patterns that are disrupting your normancy. It's causing more harm than good. And when you see those things and you start to pay attention, you start to really be like, okay, I need to stop and really just pump the brakes. I need to say some beautiful words to myself. I need to start allowing myself to feel as if I am in control rather than allowing those mini conversations or words to be more in control. The best way to do this, at least the best way that I have learned to have the positive or the more loving conversations with myself is not to say first person affirmations or mantras like I am strong, I am love. It's more of you are strong, you are loved, you are amazing, you are successful. It's eliminating that past tense or that yes, I'm this and still not feeling it, because there's been some times where I can say mantras and be like, I really still don't feel that. But if you put it in a second person kind of way, it allows you to see it a little bit better. And this is one little exercise that I totally want you guys to do. And that exercise is go to a mirror. And I want you to talk to yourself in a second person. Have a conversation with yourself. Look at yourself in the eye. Look at yourself in all beauty hindsight that you are. If that means getting naked or doing this when you get out of the shower and you're completely naked and you're amping the fuck up at yourself and saying, you are fucking beautiful today. Your eyes are fucking gorgeous today. Your stomach is popping today. Your ass is juicy, girl. Do you see that? Your makeup is on point today. That base, girl, your foundation is on point. Like, I want you to go to the mirror and just amp yourself up and see how that makes you feel. See how that makes you feel, because when you can see yourself and you're saying it like that, it's such a powerful tool, because it's not only like you're looking into your own soul, it's like you're looking into your whole being and understanding that whatever other people have said about you, or the thought that you have said about yourself, it no longer fucking matters. Period. It no longer matters, because you are looking at yourself and you are saying it in a way of it's in this present moment, in this exact moment, how you feel, that is how you are. And it doesn't matter what other people say. And that is how you change the many conversations from yourself of, oh, I'm so bad at this, or blah, blah, blah. Like, why would you do that too? No, it's fucking okay. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just going to keep moving on and do what I need to do, because you are someone that is very strong, because you are someone that is very smart. Change the way that you think about yourself in a positive note, because the way that you do it and how you do it and how long you do it is going to be amazing. Right now, I'm looking at the clock and it says 5:55. In spirituality, 5:55 means that it is time to let go of the old that is no longer positively serving you, but to trust that they will be replaced with better. Release the old doubts, release the fears, release the perceived obstacles, and no longer allow the fear or the confusion to control you. Now, if I don't know, that's a better way to pretty much end this episode. I don't know. But we'll get into spirituality and all that later in other episodes. But I really wanted to have episode number 2 really focus on the many conversations we have about ourselves, because it is we are with ourselves all the time, 24/7, 365. And if we can start to change the way that we talk to ourselves, then it's going to change the way that you talk to others. And by bringing forth more positivity and love to yourself, you're just allowing more room for your growth, allowing more room for your self-love to bloom within you. It's just amazing when you can actually see how, it's amazing to see how different you can be when you start just to notice the little things about you and how you speak to yourself. And when you change that narrative, it really does change who you are as a whole. So that is today's episode. I hope you guys really did enjoy it. If you did, please make sure to either leave a comment down below. Please let me know if this resonated with you and if you're really wanting to see if you can change the narrative with yourself. And if you need more affirmations or if you need more help, let me know. Knowing me, I probably will probably put a post on different mantras or probably even my TikTok of different mantras or words that you could say to yourself so that you can have a better mindset and a better way of talking to you. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Like I said, thank you so much for listening, and I will check you guys at our next episode here on The Realm.